So, of course, my mother-in-law said, well, I thought one of them would be an Otto, and I thought, well, I didn't like the name Otto. So we called him John Otto, and then I thought, well, he'll be associated with John. So I said, I don't want him to be called John, so his initials are J-O-D-Y, so we've always called him Jody. But of course, at Purdue, he was John, and at O'Hare, he's John, and so my daughter-in-law has an awful time. Because when she's around us, of course, it's Jody. And when she goes anywhere else, it's John. She just gets mixed up. She don't know what to call half the time. And that's the three children. You have 12 mm-hmm. grandchildren. One great-granddaughter. Going to have another great-grandchild in March. So, got quite a family.
Sounds like it. Have the farmers been having much trouble here with the rain?
It was dry this summer, fall, summer.
Yeah, it was dry. But I mean, hadn't been raining around here a lot this in August?
Yeah. But there was no subsurface water. Mm-hmm. So it's, rain isn't bothering anything. It's been raining a lot, but nothing has to be done until now. It's time to pick corn now. It's still raining.
Yeah,
but they're starting to pick corn.
And the rain didn't really get in the way that much.
No. Of course, I haven't been around this week, but I don't think it's bothered much until they were picking before we left, and they're still going.
Mm-hmm.
But they use dryers.
I was out. We go riding out on the forest preserve, and you know, Cook County Forest Preserve. We out last night. It was pretty wet on the trail. Doggone horse saw a deer. Thought it was a mountain lion.
Mm-hmm.
It went wild.
There's quite a few deer here now.
That's true. They have a lot of them there. Of course, they don't. Been a while hunting right now.
It's really hot around here.
For years there weren't any deer here. 125 years ago there were, and it all disappeared. It must have got cleaned out. But the conservation department put some in a few places, and they multiplied. And there's quite a few deer here now. I was state highway superintendent for 5 years, and we'd have almost 65 to 75 killed on the road every year.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, as a matter of fact, I guess last year, went deer hunting, oh, he'd go almost every week, is in Virginia, and he went and he went, and I've gone with him once or twice, and we say I've seen slightly better hunters, I mean, strength. he went all year and didn't get one, and then he's a lawyer, and he was driving some back road to get to some courthouse, some county courthouse, and hit a deer,
yeah.
And he called a sheriff. The sheriff came out and got his hunting license, and he tagged it, tagged the deer. He just took it home. It's really funny because the tag says he had to have the weapon
yeah.
used to
yeah.
kill the animal, and it's his automobile. His hunting license.
Yeah, well, that's how a lot of them get killed.
Well,
yeah.
They're not near as fussy about them now as they used to be. 5 years ago, you could, if you hit one on the road, you had to stay right there.
Mm-hmm.
And my man couldn't pick it up off the road until the man from the conservation department comes.
Yeah, well, that's what I think it did here.
Yeah, but now if you hit a deer, he's yours. You throw him into your car or truck and go on the road.
Hmm. It doesn't bang a truck up too bad. Do they have real bad thunderstorms around here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's any different than anywhere else. We have had them. We've had some good wind. We had a cyclone through here. A year ago in the spring.
Yeah, cyclone's a word that, what's your definition of a cyclone? I found this is one thing that differs from one part of the country to another.
Oh, it's an area where winds from two different directions will come together.
Cold, usually
and
a cold front. And
usually cold from one side and warm from the other. When the two hit, something happens, and as these winds come together, of course, like this, right in the center is where the